Hi, Master Recycler John Fisher here with KLCC's Living Less Unsustainably. We're participating in ordinary activities now in different ways and have adapted to the new circumstances. The innovative attitude could help us waste less and live more sustainably, too. The discussion over the virtues and foibles of plastic versus paper grocery bag recycling led to a better solution, reusable bags. Washable, reusable face masks are already making shortages impossible. Once you have two, you're good to go. But did you hear the key word in the new way of viewing sustainability? I'll use it again. Reusable. Our well-intentioned desire to recycle things results in more waste sometimes. Oregon Department of Environmental Quality analyst David Alloway looks at waste and came up with a better set of questions. Not can it be recycled, but should it be recycled? My training as a master recycler makes me shy away from the should question, but recycling an ounce of styrofoam involves a trip to Portland that even with a whole truck full uses more energy than it saves. The bigger question Alloway asks is how can I avoid needing the product in the first place, and when, gasp, is it better to throw something away than try to recycle it? Styrofoam is a perfect example. Deciding whether to use it is easy and hard. Don't buy styrofoam products, and you don't have to recycle it, unless it's the best product for the job and the job needs doing. Bring your own cup and takeout container, when we can again, and use foam for building insulation where it will save far more energy than it takes to make it. The plastic wrapper on a block of cheese is a throwaway for now, but it keeps that resource-intensive product from spoiling and wasting the embodied energy. Changing the way we think about recycling is hard. Harder than recycling sometimes. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Living Less Unsustainably.